A bath in the river. Stammel cleared his throat, and she jerked her attention back to the Duke. He and the others were riding back. Siniava isn't here, he told them. They're having riots inside, it sounds like, but they all swear Siniava isn't here, and hasn't been since he marched for Curry and Ambella. They won't open the gates to us, and I won't waste time taking the city when Siniava isn't there. We'll stay here until our scouts can tell us where he is. Pox had her bath in the river, as refreshing as she'd hoped. The camp was festooned with drying socks and tunics. By the time the couriers came in, rest, hot food, and baths had revived enthusiasm for the chase among the mercenaries. They heard without surprise that the Vanja and Foss Council militia would not go farther east. I suppose we can't complain, said Devlin. With all these bandits running loose in the confusion and their own cities and lands at risk, I can see they'd want to stay closer to home. I heard the trouble with Foss Council is that they're still arguing about who's in command since their captain general was killed, said Pox. Probably. With those units from different cities, their chain of command is tangled as briars. I wish the Sorellan militia would show up. Just because they were beaten once is no reason to hang back now. Siniava's lost a lot, and not just on the battlefield. Selly limped heavily to their fire and eased himself down. Are you supposed to be here? Asked Devlin. Selly grinned. The surgeon said to try walking a few steps. Devlin looked at the distance from the surgeon's tents and shook his head. Selly ignored him. Well, Pox, he said, how do you like being corporal? Pox blushed. I'm not, really. Just until you're well. You're doing the work. You're as much of one as I am. If you weren't doing it right, Kefan Stammel would have replaced you by now. Or so they told me, when I was worrying about it a few weeks after my promotion. I remember I was scared stiff. Did you feel like that, Devlin? I thought my friends would think I'd gotten conceited, and wondered if anyone would obey my orders. Devlin nodded. Yes, I think everyone feels like that at first. I'd been bedding a woman in Krakolnia's cohort, and she kept teasing me about it. So I quit, and she said my new rank had made me proud. And we had a big old fellow in this cohort then, as tall as you, Pox, and immensely strong. He wasn't too bright, but he had years on me. He'd grumbled before when someone a year junior to him made corporal, and I was sure he'd caused me trouble. Devlin paused to drink. Well? Did he? He started to. He complained. Claimed I'd done God's know what all for my promotion, things like that. I was young and brash in those days. Selly laughed, and Devlin grinned. Brasher then, and a quick tongue. That I've always had. So I went to him, and we had a little talk. I asked him how he thought a little runt as ugly as I was, for that's what he'd called me, could sell his favors to anyone. And then I suggested that since he was bigger, stronger, and smarter, which he claimed to be, that if I'd been chosen, it must have been with divine guidance. That was in the days when no one in this company would have considered evil influence. He hadn't thought of that, he said, and had I any proof? The proof, I said, was in the promotion. Surely he knew the captains and the Duke could recognize the god's will, but if he wanted proof, to wait until nightfall. What did you do? Asked Selly. Coat yourself with one of those glowing mushrooms? No. Better than that, I thought. We'd had a rich haul of treasure from the last campaign, and I'd noticed something, or thought I had. The quartermaster, then, was a friend of mine, and as corporal, I could go through the stuff. I told him what I wanted, and he laughed and agreed, as long as I brought it back by morning. I'd told my troublemaker to meet me at mid-watch of the second. This was late summer. And what would be rising? Tori's necklace. By all the gods, Dev, what did you do? Don't be hasty, Selly. It's not good for your wound. Well, he was there, and I was, and I'd told the watch to leave us be. I think they thought that if we wanted to fight on the walls, they'd rather not know. I told the old boy that my proof was this, as I saluted the necklace of Tori. Her grace would give light to my blade, only briefly, of course, unless he was one of the evil ones. It's a wonder you weren't blasted out of the sky. The gods love the brave. Devlin stretched and went on. When the whole necklace was above the hills and clear to see, I drew the blade I'd borrowed and made some kind of invocation. Sure enough, it flared as blue as could be, and my friend nearly fell onto his knees. I sheathed it quickly before the glow died and had a time keeping quiet. The thing stung my hand when it lit up and left blisters that lasted 2 weeks. I thought something would happen, said Selly. The gods may love the brave, but some of them wouldn't like your wit. I assume the man gave you no more trouble? Right, he didn't, but there was trouble nonetheless. One of the captains was up for some reason and saw the flash. Next thing I knew, I was explaining it to her. Doran's sword, exclaimed Pox. Yes, it wasn't hers at the time. She took it in the captain's drawer a few days later. She did about chew my hide off for mocking the gods. When I showed her my hand, though, she said they'd taken their revenge, and all she wanted was the sword.
It is a magic sword, then?
Asked Pox. I thought I saw it glowing last year in Rotengra, when we'd killed the web-spinner's cleric. Yes, it's magic. Good magic, too. She doesn't show it off. Swords like that attract thieves like honey brings bees. Why doesn't it glow all the time? Devlin shrugged. I don't know. I suppose it was made that way.